Well, the fact that the president helped Tom Barrett, the gubernatorial candidate, raise several hundred thousand dollars. There's going to be TV commercials that are going to be paid for by that, maybe some already that are being paid for by that, and those will continue on and on. The second topic is Scott Walker, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, criticized President Obama and Tom Barrett about their support for high-speed rail. A conservative blogger found a music video that featured mainly African-American people dancing and suggested that was the president's response to Walker's criticism. A couple of Walker staff aides saw that and forwarded that on their Twitter accounts, and it got quite embarrassing for the Walker campaign. There was an apology offered, at least by the campaign.
Sean, state Democrats pounced on that video and the retweeting of the video almost immediately. How much are the two camps watching each other, especially in the era of Twitter?
At least as far as Twitter goes, very closely, and it's very easy with Twitter. You can see everything that somebody puts out there. It's right out there for public consumption. And given how much these campaigns are using Twitter, sending out several a day from multiple sources, it sort of increases the chances that you might say something you'll later regret.
Chuck, the day after the president's visit, the Federal Emergency Management Agency announced a decision that perhaps made state Democrats look bad. Recap that for us, please.
Well, FEMA had already given approval for some local government aid after the late July floods, Milwaukee and Grant counties. But on Tuesday, FEMA announced that individuals would not be getting help in Milwaukee, Grant, and Waukesha counties. That prompted some scrambling from the Democrats, and Milwaukee's mayor is now trying to gather more information about basement sleeping spaces and other areas that FEMA might not value as much and roll that information into an appeal that the state of Wisconsin is going to be filing. But it's made Democrats a bit uncomfortable that President Obama's administration didn't support the individual aid application.
So if we take a step back from that back and forth this week, Sean, do we see any broad themes developing in the race for governor?
Yeah, a couple. I think from the Walker campaign, he's been sort of consistent from, you know, almost from day one, painting himself as the brown bag candidate, meaning brown bag, he packs his lunch in a bag. He's the austerity candidate, wants to cut government when he has a chance. We'll tie Tom Barrett to Governor Jim Doyle, who has low approval ratings, and his signature issues, as we see this week, seems to be attacking the proposed train from Madison to Milwaukee. The Barrett campaign, we're starting to get a sense of what's going to be coming from them. And ads they've released in recent weeks, including a new one today, really going after Scott Walker's record as Milwaukee County Executive and attacking any instances of fraud over there or instances where the state has had to pick up the slack for the county and take over services because they weren't being carried out properly.
Meanwhile, in the Senate race for Wisconsin, Republican Ron Johnson received national attention for saying that sunspots are fueling any warming of the globe. Chuck, how well is that statement going over in the campaign?
Well, Democrats are trying to circulate that far and wide as being an example of Johnson does not trust what the scientists are saying. Of course, you could argue that Johnson is just saying what apparently a lot of people believe, that global warming is not real, and that may solidify his support among conservatives.